This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, later this week, the National FFA Convention will be expected to hit a record in attendance in Indianapolis. There's more than 70,000 students expected from all over the country, and they're set to assemble to discuss ag leadership and gain more insight into leadership training and the future of agriculture. It's also a chance for these kids to put all their hard work on display as they compete for awards, bragging rights, and even national degrees to round out their high school FFA career. But none of this is possible without great sponsors and partners. And a new deal has been struck for sponsorship from Nutrien, and we'll talk about that next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
As we said, FFA relies on sponsors and partners to help keep these events like the National Convention going and help support these ag students throughout the year. Nutrien Ag Solutions just committed to a multi-year national FFA agreement with nearly $850,000. Spencer Harris is a senior VP of Global Retail Operations and shares insights about Nutrien's support for all the efforts in developing the next generation of ag industry leaders.
One of Nutrien's mottos is leading the future of global agriculture. With our 26,000 employees and 2,000 retail locations globally, it's critical for our customers and business to have new candidates interested in helping Nutrien feed the world. We are a large organization, but we also want to be present locally. And being partnerships with the FFA allows us to be good stewards in our communities and understand and help fulfill some of the needs more locally.
As a trend, we're starting to see more gaps in the number of workers available for the future of the ag industry, but there's also an increasing gap in technical skills needed to fill areas of innovation, digital technology, and sustainability. With partnering with the FFA, companies like Nutrien are doing everything they can to help close these gaps and make sure the future of ag includes plenty of ag technology training.
The National Sponsors Board has allowed us to have a say in the curriculum for the future farmers of America. And I think that is extremely important as agriculture is changing and what is required of individuals for the future of agriculture is changing as well. By the Sponsors Board being part of that curriculum decisions has really helped form a curriculum that we believe is going to be valuable in the future.
Many of the leaders in the ag industry once wore the blue and gold jackets. Kristen Rutgers is a project manager for training and development and was a former FFA officer herself.
We live in a world today that has a lot of opportunities for young people as they're stepping out of their further education and into careers. My time as a member of the National FFA organization, all the way from the chapter, state, and national level, is really a time that was marked by significant growth that's carried into my career today. I can see the skills and capabilities that I built influencing the work that I do as a member of the Nutrien team. Simple things like communicating effectively all the way to problem solving and building relationships.
Rutgers shares her unique perspective of being an ag student and a national FFA officer to becoming a leader in the ag industry.
My primary advice would just be an encouragement to have students lean into agriculture as a career path.
There's more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.